Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Today, we celebrate the noble deeds and true loving spirit of officials from Greene County, Indiana, USA, and Chen Shui Zhen, founder of Gangshan Aranya Dog Sanctuary in Formosa or Taiwan. In the United States, more than 70 dogs were rescued from a mobile home in Indiana by the County Health Department and the Indiana State Police. Let's hear from Marilyn Craze, a public health nurse for the Health Department, and Shane Smith, a former deputy for the Sheriff's Department, on how they first heard about the dog's perilous situation.
The way that we usually hear of these incidents is a complaint, usually neighbors in the area. We had several that had notified us about the dogs in this area.
Prior to the health department getting contacted, I believe the same people that were complaining also contacted the Sheriff's Department with the large number of dogs that these two people had. The dogs started getting out of the kennels and running throughout the area where they were kept at. Then again was contacted by the health department to do an escort with them out there in case there was any problems.
What officials found when they arrived was heart-wrenching and deeply saddening.
I really did not believe that somebody actually had 100 dogs in a trailer. And when we arrived and I saw many dogs on the outside and they were in cages, very few dog food bowls anywhere to feed these animals. A lot of them looked like they had scars on their bodies and they just looked very weak. Some of them did also look sick. The main part that I noticed was when we came up on the front porch area, there was a horrible odor. The smell just permeated. It almost made you ill. It was so bad. And then when the front door opened, it was just unbelievable. They had chicken wire fence and all these dogs that were in the living room and had some in the kitchen. They lived in the bedroom in the back part of the house, and they had even new puppies back there. The dogs were allowed to do whatever they needed to do in the home. There was feces everywhere, urine smell. The cleanliness level was not very good at that time either. The inside of the trailer was, we felt at that time, unlivable, and we were going to have to make a decision for their health and safety. We gave them like 30 days to get the trailer cleaned up and everything they needed.
The Monroe County Humane Association, a local nonprofit animal welfare group, aided the vulnerable dogs as well.
We were able to just work with these people and talk with them, and they understood that maybe that situation wasn't the best for all those dogs, so they actually signed them over to us. Then we came back about a week later, we rescued all the dogs, brought them back to the temporary shelter where people cared for them. For about 3 days, they received vet care. They were all treated, and then we transported them to various shelters in Indiana as well as Michigan and Wisconsin.
For their caring efforts to restore the health and well-being of humans and animals alike, Supreme Master Qinghai honored the Greene County Health Department and the Indiana State Police, each with the Shining World Compassion Award, accompanied by a letter of appreciation. The following is a brief excerpt from Supreme Master Qinghai's letter to the Greene County Health Department.
We applaud and honor your loving efforts and faultless expertise in helping to achieve the very best arrangements for these beautiful dogs. You make our world a better place through your caring dedication to the well-being of both people and animals. Thank you so much for this shining example of love in action. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Qinghai.
It is an honor to receive this award for something that we don't think about every day, that we're going to go out and rescue dogs, but it's an honor to be honored for doing our work on a daily basis. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Supreme Master Qinghai also contributed $10,000 to the Monroe County Humane Association to assist in the purchase of veggie dog food and medical care for the rescued dogs.
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We are truly touched and humbled. This is what we do, and we don't expect anything in return, and so this was really humbling, and we're touched that she felt that we were deserving. And as we know, advocating for the animals is a lot of work, and a lot of times we don't have all of the resources we would like to, so this really makes a difference.
Next, we travel to Formosa, or Taiwan, for a Shining World Hero Award presentation to Mr. Chen Shui Zhen of the nonprofit Gongshan Aranya Dog Sanctuary for his quick thinking and actions that saved the lives of many canines when Typhoon Funape hit the island. Let's now hear from Mr. Chen about what happened when the typhoon struck the area and his efforts that night. For his heroic, compassionate act of safeguarding the dogs' lives in their time of need, Supreme Master Qinghai honored Mr. Chen Shui Zhen with the Shining World Hero Award. The following is a reading of Supreme Master Qinghai's letter of gratitude to the gallant Mr. Chen.
陈先生会见，我们满怀喜悦与感激之情，特此颁证全球优秀英雄奖。 以表彰您英勇解救数百只在动物王国里挚爱的朋友，从您善良和忠诚的狗儿们。不久前的暴风豪雨导致洪水重创福尔摩沙，冈山地区尤其灾情惨重。您的护身园区不幸水淹高达4米，洪水发生的时候，您虽只有单身一人，却勇敢地选择留下来陪伴、守护数百只受惊、 害怕、幼失又冷的狗儿们，尽管他们安身立命地家园满溢着迅速上升的洪水，艰困危急之际，您仍优先顾虑到400只狗居民的需求，并立即着手将狗笼堆叠成更高的平台，并且鼓励狗儿们远离淹水，寻找安身之处。在漆黑中进行这项工作真是既危险又辛苦。 期间，您身上也多了好几处伤痕，您展现出伟大的爱心和关切，只求狗儿们一切安好，并在洪水里到处寻找食物来振奋他们的心情。在度过漫长而寒冷的两天之后，几乎所有的狗儿都戏剧性的安然获救。陈先生，您睿智而深刻地了解到，住在护身园区的狗儿居民们 都是地球这个大家庭里的成员，尤有甚者，您愿意牺牲个人性命安危，只为拯救他们的生命。 能以如此无私的勇气与奉献对待我们的动物邻居，诚属世间罕有。您如此出类拔萃，实为人们的高贵典范。阁下，我们祈愿您的幸运狗儿们都已完全恢复元气，您珍贵的护肾园区得以重建，得更胜往昔。仅借此机会献上我们微薄的心意，有鉴于您的卓越胆识、无私牺牲与真诚的关爱，堪为高风亮节的楷模，我们特此赞扬冈山兰洛护生园区创办人陈学仁先生的英勇义行，谨致上崇高的敬意、爱与祝福，请海无上师。
谢谢。本人在这里很荣幸呢，能够接受青海无上师颁给世界英雄奖，那我是深觉得很荣幸。
对于青海无上师他对应的帮忙，我真的是感谢上深深的谢意。对这400只流浪狗呢，对那个青海无上师呢，我代表这些狗跟青海无上师是深沉的谢意。
Supreme Master Ching Hai also provided 40 packs of vegan dog food and $10,000 to the Gangshan Aranya Dog Sanctuary. Mr. Chen was in the midst of rebuilding the sanctuary in partnership with an organization called Animal Rescue Team Taiwan when he received this unexpected gift.
Because 青海无藏师呢，他帮我们，那这10,000块的美金呢，刚好可以派上用场。那刚好青海无藏师他捐赠的这10,000块美金呢，就刚好可以安排做这边的。所以那个青海无藏师他这笔钱呢，真的非常重要哦。而且呢，他在这个给我们后续的封城呢，也算是发挥了很大的作用。
In addition, Mr. Chen received a selection of Supreme Master Ching Hai's books, including the #1 international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, a number of her DVDs and CDs, and a reusable Be Veg, Go Green to Save the Planet bag.
对，四处环保，来救地球。希望呢，我们有这样共同的理念，来一起把这个爱的力量呢，吹展全世界。然后呢，也可以借着爱的力量来，吹动这个环保，救地球。
Our earnest thanks, Green County Health Department, Indiana State Police, Monroe County Humane Association, and the Gangshan Aranya Dog Sanctuary.For the life-saving service you provide for both the humans and animals in your respective communities. May your wonderful work continue to shine a beacon of light on many more souls. Cherished viewers, thank you for joining us today on our program. May all beings be forever graced with heavenly light.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/aw.